In this video, I'm going to talk about iMessages, which are an effective way to communicate. With iMessages, you can express what you think, what you feel, what you want or don't want, what you need or don't need, what you appreciate or don't appreciate, what you accept, and so on. iMessages are authentic, honest, and congruent way of communicating what you think, feel, want, need, and so on. When you want to be assertive, iMessages are something you should be using, and they are self-responsible. So you are only speaking for yourself when you use iMessages. You're not telling what someone else is thinking, what someone else is feeling. You're only focusing on yourself. And you are expressing your thoughts, feelings, wants, needs, and so on. And when you speak only for yourself, it leaves room for the other person to express also their views, their opinions, or how they are feeling. So here are a few examples of what an iMessage could look like. I want to think this over, or I can't accept this decision because, or I admire your way of associating with young people. iMessages can cause the other person to see their behavior realistically and also to feel compassion for the sender of the iMessage. So understand, oh, this is how the person is feeling, and this is the how I what I just did or how I behaved or what I said to the person. It can make the other person to want to change their behavior. When they do see it realistically, then they realize, yeah, I don't want to behave like that, so I really should change my behavior. But the responsibility for the change remains in them, so no one is forcing them to do anything. iMessages don't hurt the other person's self-esteem or harm your relationships because they only focus on expressing your perspective and focus on the behavior, not labels that I will talk about shortly. So there are different types of iMessages that can be used in different situations. And it's not important for you to remember what are the names of different iMessages, but it's important for you to understand what kind of situations are iMessages good for. So first there's decorative iMessage, which are really the basic form of self-disclosure. So they are good for expressing what you think, feel, want, like, things like that. Then there's responsive iMessages, which you can use to respond to something. So you can maybe decline or accept an invitation or something that you are asked to do. Then there are preventive iMessages, which you can use to prevent something from happening. So maybe prevent a conflict or an argument by already bringing the thing up before it becomes a problem. So kind of stop the trouble before it even starts. Then there are positive iMessages, which can be used to enhance and strengthen relationships. So I think this kind of iMessages should belong to everyone's repertoire. And something that we should use every day in our relationships. And then last but definitely not least are problem-solving or confrontive iMessages, which help you to then express a problem. So especially when someone else's behavior is a problem for you, it's a great way to bring it up. And we will look more in detail positive and problem-solving iMessages. iMessages should always focus on behavior, so it's something that the other person can change. It's important that you describe the behavior without any labels, expectations, or estimations. So you don't bring your own interpretation to the when you're describing the behavior or the problem, for example. And especially with problem solving iMessages, it's important that the description is as neutral as possible. So no labels there, only state what you can see or hear, only the actual behavior. And it's really important to understand this difference between behavior and label, especially when you're giving critical feedback or intervening someone's behavior. So you should just express your observations, what they are like, what is happening or what is being said. No interpretations, estimations, opinions or labels are in this iMessages when you describe a behavior. So just to illustrate again the difference between the behavior and the label, and the top you can see how to describe the behavior, and then what would it be if it was a label. So you can describe the behavior. You have not returned the book that you loaned, instead of calling someone irresponsible. Or you can say that you stated that I am stupid. So if someone has said, you're stupid, then you can say, you stated that I am stupid, instead of maybe labeling them stupid. You are stupid. And the last one here, you have not done the dishes. It's just describing what has happened, or in this case, not happened. And then instead of saying, oh, you're lazy, you never do the dishes, for example, which we sometimes do say, but they are, that kind of you messages and labels are really harmful and really interrupt the communication and just cause more trouble. So it's important to learn to use iMessages and describe behavior and avoid labels and interpretations.